Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
I want to talk specifically to my fellow Gen Xers, boomers, etc., the women of a certain age, if you will, about some things. And this is for you, especially if you are feeling like you are stuck in life, like you feel like you're just waiting for life to happen to you, or you're waiting for something to happen so that then you can kind of like lock in, or then you can move forward, or you can do the things that you feel like you were put here to do. I have been in that place for a very long time. You can even go back and see, I have a video here that I did maybe like a year ago or 6 months to 12 months ago that said, you know, I'm finally starting with videos for Brown Girl Self-Care, et cetera, et cetera. And then I just kind of like fell off. And by the way, let me back up for a second. I always assume that people know who the hell I am. My name is Bree, and I'm the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. I'm a podcaster. I talk about self-care for Black women who are looking to honor their humanity, and especially as we exist in a problematic system or society where Black women are not honored, our humanity is not honored, our value, our worth, who we are is not appreciated or respected. So if that's your jam, just talking about self-care and blooming and living your best life, living well, you know, as we navigate these systems and everything, like that's what I talk about here. And I want to talk today about how a lot of times we end up feeling stuck, or how about this? I felt stuck for a very long time. And if you see yourself in me, and I spare you wasting any more time, then my work here today is done. So I was at the dog park earlier this morning, and I took my journal. Here's the journal that I am currently using. I took my journal, and I was just thinking about, I've been thinking about over the last few days, how I want to live my life, who I want to be, what type of life I want to have, you know, how my next 5 years, 10 years can look like now that I'm in my 50s. So just doing that kind of reflecting and some heavy thinking. You know, I'm a big reflector, a big thinker, but that in itself is a part of this challenge, because I tend to be a big thinker, and I'll have all the ideas, the most fabulous ideas, but then where I struggle is not with the vision necessarily, or the thinking, but sometimes it's in the actual doing. And that is what led me to this topic today. So you may be like that. You may know exactly what you want, where you want to be, but sometimes life, it just can feel so overwhelming when not only are there so many possibilities, but sometimes also your circumstances, like where you are right now, you feel like you can't move forward until certain things are in place. You can't move forward until the money's right. You can't move forward until your body's right, whatever that is for you. You can't move forward until the education's right. You can't move forward until your partner's right. You can't move forward until your family dynamic is right. You can't move forward until, like, or how about this? I would sometimes tend to hold myself back out of fear or whatever, because I'm like, oh, I can't do this because this is not right. I can't show up in this way because I don't do this right, or I don't do this well, or I'm not ready yet, or whatever. And I feel like as I was reflecting, it kind of like had this aha moment, which was very like, duh, you know, but sometimes you have those duh moments, or it takes a while for things to really click, and it could be the most simplest of things. And that moment for me, that duh thing, was just like, you know, these things that you want to call in, this type of life that you want to live, the type of content, for example, you want to create, or the type of money you want to make, or type of traveling you want to do, or the type of whatever, like the type of home you want, or the type of lifestyle you want to live. Excuse me, I have a hair on my arm. Hold on one second, because it's going to drive me nuts. Type of lifestyle you want to live or lead, etc. We sometimes get it in our mind that I can't have these things, I can't do these things, I can't be this type of woman, I can't live this type of life until, you know, certain things fall into place. That was me. That was me for a very long time, because even though, just as an example, I knew that I wanted to create lifestyle type of content for YouTube, and I had every intention of starting, something still held me back. And the duh moment that I had, which again, is it's going to be very obvious when I say it, but the duh moment that I had was that life is not going to start lifing until you do. Life is not going to start lifing until you do. If you know, you know, okay? Life is not going to just magically drop into your lap. These changes that you want for your life, the type of woman, for example, you want to become or embody, it's not going to just happen. The type of money you want to have access to, the type of lifestyle you want to have access to, like whatever it is, you know, that you envision for your life, the type of knowledge you want to have, for example, whatever. It's not just going to, this is going to be a big shocker for you. So hold on tight to your pearls, Pearline, okay? Hold on tight to your pearls. But these things are not just going to fall into your lap. I mean, for some people, maybe yes, they get lucky, okay? But for the average person, like these things that you want, they're not just going to fall into your lap. And that's the lesson for me. Because I feel like there's so many opportunities for me to bloom. There's so much ahead of me. I can literally just see it. The mistake that I was making, or maybe not even mistake. I won't even say mistake necessarily, but the type of courage that I needed to have, I wasn't allowing myself to access that courage that I needed to move forward. Because again, I tend to be a big thinker. I said that at the beginning. And when you are a big thinker, you can tend to overthink to the point of overwhelm. So these things that I want for my life, the type of life that I want to live, the type of woman that I want to embody, it was locked behind fear. It was locked behind a lot of fear. And so as I was sitting there in the dog park journaling earlier this morning, I was writing down some things and it just kind of like clicked. Like you wanna earn or create more money. You wanna, you know, be able to have certain things. You want to be able to buy certain things. You want to be able to live a certain way and eat a certain way and, you know, have this type of body and or these type of experiences. But you're still in this holding pattern. You're still waiting. And the big things for me that, and your mileage may vary here, the things for me where I was lacking the courage was, actually, let me open up my journal real quick because I'm trying to go from memory. But let me see if I can snag it really quickly. Hold on, sit tight one second here. Actually, maybe I'll just read things that are not too personal that I wrote down. So I've been thinking over the last few days about embodying the version of me that has bloomed past the issues I currently face and have dealt with pretty much my entire, like all of my life. And if you have listened to the Brown Girl Self-Care podcast, like this is not a trauma dump, you know, type of live that I'm trying to do, but, you know, just dealt with a lot of stuff in my childhood. Okay. As many of us have, but I've been feeling a pull to show up more in Brown Girl Self-Care, as in just being more visible, because again, that was, and has been a huge problem for me. It is so easy for me to do the podcast. It is so easy for me to plug in the mic and just talk about certain things as it pertains to self-care, life, Black women, joy, rest, healing, living well, or, you know, living a better life, or, you know, that kind of thing. That's easy. That comes easy to me. That comes easy to me. I feel like that, like speaking in that way on a microphone. Now, whether you love it or hate it, makes no difference to me, but I'm talking about how it is easy for me. Like, I feel like that is one of my gifts or what have you. So that's easy. But I know that I have, and I've said this for many years, I have been called for more out of fear. I just hadn't been doing it. So my fear was just being visible. Let's see here. And I'm trying to go down. Just talking about just really being done with some of the stories that have been, I've been reenacting or living out for the past forever. You know, like once you really get tired of repeating patterns and that history holding you back, you'll be ready to move beyond whatever that story is for you. Let's see. But, you know, moving past this story, it's not going to come to the version of me that I've been let's see. What does it say here? My handwriting is so sloppy because I never really intended to reread this. So let's say, for example, my money story. I've shared before about my money story coming from struggle, trauma, poverty, lack mindset for decades. Like that has been my story. But I have been making changes over the last, like, you know, since I've been doing the podcast, I've been making some changes, but I realized that I was stagnating, right? So I kind of talked about this in my journal. And I said, the money won't come to the version of me that I've been. What did I say here? The money won't come to the version of me that I've been. I don't know what this next sentence is, so I'll skip it or I'll read it. That's what I was trying to say. I'm starting to get that now. Duh. So let me try that again. The money won't come to the version of me that I've been. Starting to get that now. I mean, sure, some money will come as it has been. But the overflow won't start until I begin to overflow / bloom towards the person I'm meant to become. Not that this version, the version that I'm meant to become, you know, future me, if you will, or the woman that I want to embody, not that this version is better, you know, than who I am now. But what I mean is the one, this version of me, the one that is ready for overflow to move beyond her circumstance, like current circumstances. This version of me, like she doesn't run from her true self. The one who she's the one who doesn't run from her gifts. Like I have been running from my gifts. She's the one who doesn't hide her light, definitely dim my light so many ways, so many times, so many years. She isn't afraid to be herself. She isn't afraid to be seen. She isn't afraid to be authentic and speak her truth. Even if people do not agree with me, do not roll with me in that way. You know, she's not afraid to be herself. And she isn't so afraid to be seen as herself. And what does this say? Wait, hold on. The one that isn't so afraid to be seen as herself, that she constantly shrinks or second guesses herself. I put second, third, or fourth guesses herself. And I put, you know, haha or whatever. But she's like, she's not constantly shrinking or second guessing herself or third guessing herself or fourth guessing herself. And that's something that, you know, for a very long time, I tended to do. That was how I live my life. But, you know, I released an episode recently about how, and a few episodes about just kind of like starting over, rebuilding, things like that. One of my fears was that, you know, because I'm not the type of person, this is what I'm talking about when I say being your authentic self, showing up as you are. This is how you're going to start to bloom. This is how, like when you embody who you are, your authentic self, when you start to embody your gifts and just who you are, your uniqueness, you know, it really changes the game. But I was still in a place where I was not allowing myself to do that. I wasn't allowing myself to tap in because I was like, for example, like who's going to watch this content? Who is going to watch my YouTube videos where I or Instagram or whatever, you know, as I build out Brown Girl Self-Care, who's going to want to see that? Because I'm boring. I make boring content. Not saying that boring is bad, but I'm comparing, or I was comparing myself, and sometimes I still do, to like that, we know what kind of content gets the eyes. We know what type of content gets the engagement. We know what type of content gets the likes and the love and the comments and the shares and the popularity and all that stuff. So that's what I mean when I say versus my boring content, because I'm not going to put a bunch of quick takes in my videos. I'm not going to, unless I decide to change that, but I want to keep things as simple as possible for now, since I'm a one woman show. I would love to create or have the time or understanding to make all this type of different type of content. That ain't me. I ain't got it. You know what I'm saying? But we know the type of content that sells. How about that? The type of content and conversations that sell. It's salacious, or it's grand, or it's petty, or it's just very quick and flashy with the music and the quick takes and all the splicing of the videos, and you know, or someone that's spending a lot of money. You see them traveling and or having these extravagant experiences, these extravagant meals, and they're doing these shopping sprees, and this is what I buy in a week, and they're spending $500 here, $2,000 there. Like, that is not, or they're showing off their expensive and beautiful lavish cars and homes and vacations, or items in their homes or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's not me. You're not going to get that from me. That's just not who I am. And so again, me comparing myself to what others do versus me just saying, hey, like to myself, hey, this is me. This is how I am. Are you comfortable enough to lean into that? Are you comfortable enough with yourself to bloom in who you naturally are? Not saying that I can't pivot and shake things up and do things a little more glamorously when I feel like it. Okay. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying, are you okay with being where you are right now, who you are right now, and allowing yourself to unfold in a way that lines up with your authentic nature, so that you feel confident enough or comfortable enough or a little more courageous to show up as you are, so that you can do the things that you want to do and no longer hold yourself back however you've been holding yourself back? In other words, allowing yourself, regardless of how it looks to other people, to you start to utilize your gifts and talents the way that you know that you want to, so that you can stop holding yourself back. Because again, life is not going, like, nothing is going to fall into your lap, boo-boo. Nothing is going to fall into your lap. So you continue to wait and sleep on yourself, hide yourself, shrink, downplay yourself, dim your light, wait until people want to co-sign with you, wait until you have all the things, wait until you're more shiny, wait until you're more educated, wait until you're more... This episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations. Nobody wants to pay rent, but if you have to, Built makes it worth it. Built is revolutionizing how millions think about paying rent by rewarding their members with points and exclusive benefits around their neighborhood every single month. By paying rent through Built, you earn flexible points that can be redeemed towards hundreds of hotels and airlines, a future rent payment, your next Lyft ride, and more. But it doesn't stop there. Built is about making your entire neighborhood more rewarding. You can dine out at your favorite local restaurants and earn additional points, get VIP treatment at certain fitness studios, and enjoy exclusive experiences just for Built members every month. Built is turning a monthly expense into an opportunity to earn rewards and discover the best that your neighborhood has to offer. Your rent is finally working for you. Earn points on rent and around your neighborhood, wherever you call home, by going to joinbuilt.com/self-care. That's joinbuilt.com/self-care. Make sure to use my URL so they know I sent you.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Beautiful, even though I think you're beautiful just as you are, but in your head, you're thinking that, because I've done this, I know. In your head, you might be thinking you're not pretty enough or whatever, don't have the right look or you don't talk the right way or whatever. But you're thinking all these things, you're holding yourself back in some capacity, but you have this pipe dream in your mind that the life that you deserve, the life that you want, whatever it is just going to magically appear for you. But it's not. Spoiler alert. It's not. Like I said at the top of this, life is not going to life in the way that you want it to life until you start life in it. You have to start moving towards it. It's not going to just come to you. You have to start moving towards it. Again, it's not going to just come to you. Things are not going to open up until you start heading down whatever path that is. So if you've noticed that I've started going live here on YouTube a little bit more, actually a lot more than I have. I think this is maybe my third live possibly. And I'll never be going live on YouTube. I now have a whopping, after this drops, I have a whopping 18 videos on my YouTube channel, okay? And that's a lot because I wasn't doing YouTube like that, even though I felt in my spirit that that was what I was supposed to be doing. That is what I felt like I was supposed to be doing, which is an exercise in showing up and being more visible. I feel like I'm supposed to be more visible. Your goals may be different. So, you know, insert whatever that thing is for you. I can only speak in my terms as to what has held me back from living the type of life I have always envisioned for myself. And so again, for me, it was shrinking myself, dimming my light, hiding myself, not showing up in a physical way. So I'm not tapping into my gifts the way that I feel like God really has wanted me to tap in. I was so fearful to do that. I had so much self-judgment. Some of us, we're holding ourselves back, especially if you're like, you grew up with a harsh, like your parents were harshly rearing you. Like maybe they were harsh with their words or they expected perfection or like whatever the case may be. Like I feel like for those of us that grew up in that way, we have a lot of self-judgment. We have a lot of self-judgment. And that was something that also prevented me from just being able to show up because I didn't think that I had the things necessary to be seen, to use my voice, to speak up. And so if you are feeling like you are stuck, I really want you to take some time and allow yourself to just be real about, is life not lifing because of like an outside thing? Because we have to also remember that, again, we are existing in systems that are hell-bent on destroying us, keeping us back. So, but I'm not talking about that necessarily. You know, we can't control those things. But the things that we can control are the things within ourselves that are keeping us kind of like locked down or keeping us stuck, keeping us on a path where we don't start to realize and receive, or, you know, the type of things that we deserve in life. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. So are you judging yourself too harshly? Are you being too harsh with yourself? Are you being too critical with yourself? Are you hiding yourself? Are you dimming your light? Are you, you know, staying in relationships that are holding you back? We do that too. Staying in relationships that hold you back. Are we saying we don't have the right tools, looks, knowledge, whatever the case may be? Like, there's different ways that we hold ourselves back. So I just really want you to sit with that and think with that. Think about that, okay? Because you definitely have gifts, talents, skills. You as your authentic self, right where you are right now, no matter what you have or don't have, okay? You right now, who you are right now, 100%, you are enough. You are enough to start to move forward to that bloomed version that you envision. Okay. Again, to specify, that bloomed version is not better than who you are right now. They are not perfect, you know, but they are that bloomed version of you, or that version of you that has allowed yourself to bloom more. She is living a different life than you're living right now. Not a perfect life, but it's different than whatever your circumstances are right now. So yeah, me just sitting with that today in the dog park, you know, it was it was definitely necessary. It was definitely, a duh kind of situation, but it was definitely necessary. So if you are not spending time just in silence, quiet reflection, if your life is always busy, 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 you are not taking time to breathe, be still, tap in, find out what you need in this season, what is going to help you feel safe, supported, but coming from you, okay? Coming from you, then you're missing out on a lot. You're missing out on a whole lot. We Black women, as hard as it is, a lot of times we have to make sure that we are prioritizing ourselves. And a part of prioritizing ourselves is taking time, you know, 5 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day, an hour a week, your mileage may vary, but making sure that we take time to be still. Because it's in that stillness, when we are allowing ourselves to just be, that to me, it feels like it can be more powerful than the doing side or the doing part of life. And there's definitely a lot to be said about, you know, doing and taking action. We have to do that, obviously, which is what I'm talking about in this video, taking action, showing up, you know, not being invisible, not hiding yourself, that kind of thing. But there needs to be a balance between the two, the doing and the being. And for some of us, we have to figure out, are we in a place where we're doing way more, so we're not allowing ourselves to be still and just be? Or are you like me, who, excuse me, was in a place, or I guess is or was in a place where I was definitely being all the things, child. Like, I was being, okay, how can I explain this? For a very long time, I was just in the doing. I was just in the hustle, the grind, the doing all the things, the people pleasing, the self-sacrificing, the working a lot of hours, the being the mom and single mom, like I and the good daughter. Like, I had no problem really in the doing side of things, the pushing, the grinding, the doing, the hustling, the trying to get, the clinging, the grasping, the fighting, you know, all that. I could do that with my eyes closed. But then on the other side, the being, you know, the feeling, the emotions, the being still, the breathing, the tapping in, the figuring out what I need, the non-bypassing part of me. That was non-existent, because, you know, I was in survival mode for a very long time. And then when I started Brown Girl Self-Care, however many years ago, did I say Brown Girl Self-Care or did I say hair? brown girl self-care, if that's not what I said before, 5, 6, 7 years ago, or whenever that was, when I started this brand, I flipped into the more so into the being. But that was also, to me, it was necessary, definitely necessary. I needed several years, not days, not weeks, not months. It has taken me years to get to this point. But then I got into an over extension of not moving. And it wasn't from a good place. It was out of fear. So I've had to find balance here. I've had to find balance here of the being and the doing, okay? And so now, especially with the thoughts I've been thinking, and again, today just was like a confirmation for me with my journal time, I understand that I've got the being on lock. I can recognize who I am, you know, the healing that has taken place, the making space for myself, prioritizing myself, how to do more of that in the way that I need, because I am still healing from things. But now I feel safe enough, because safety is a huge thing. Safety is a huge thing. Never underestimate, as a Black woman, how much safety you require to do some of the things that you want to do. If you do not feel safe, it is going to be very hard for you to bloom and move forward. Safety is a huge, huge thing. And again, our circumstances vary. We are not all living the same life, but I can pretty much guarantee you that, especially if you come from a traumatized, like deep trauma, or, you know, at a certain point in your life, like, safety is everything. You have to feel safe within yourself. You have to feel safe within yourself to even allow yourself to get to a place where you can start to bloom into your next, or bloom into that next version, whatever it is that you envision. But once I was able to really start to establish the safety that my nervous system required, again, your mileage may vary, honey, okay? But once I have just now finally gotten to a place in the last few months, few years, where the level of safety within myself, I'm at the point now where I feel like I can stop holding myself back. And you can tell, you can see over the last few months, I've gotten to a place, like, just this YouTube channel is proof. Go back and look at my videos. Go back and look at the video where I said 7 months from now, I am now going to start creating content. I was still on the fence. But now I am in a place where I feel it. I really feel that level of safety required to step out. I'm no longer like a ninja turtle hiding in the shadows. Okay. I'm not saying that I am going to do this perfectly. No, there is no such thing as blooming perfectly. Let's just go ahead and take that pressure off right now. There is no such thing as a perfect bloom. Okay. There is no such thing as a perfect life. There is no such thing as doing all the things perfectly. All right. But what I'm saying is that I am now in a place where I'm ready to go to the next level. I'm ready to stop holding myself back in this way. I am ready to really be okay with putting out quote unquote boring content, because I know that there are other Black women out there who need permission to be themselves. And if yourself is not all this razzle dazzle and refinement, not that it can't ever be that, like, we go through different seasons, okay? But right now, just being okay with where you like, who you are as a person, in other words, right? Someone needs permission. Someone needs for me to show up in this way, wearing this old t-shirt, videotaping myself on the futon that I sleep on, okay, in the living room, because again, hashtag rebuilding my life in my 50s. Someone needs to see this. Someone needs to know that it's okay for their life to be whatever it is, like for their life to look however it looks like right now in this moment. Someone needs to authentic, like know from my place of authenticity, my place of truth. Someone needs to see that and know that it's okay for them to, for example, rebuild and for their humble, for their beginnings to be humble. Like someone needs to see how my life is right now. And another thought that I had was, I need to document this because I know for a fact that something is going to happen in my life. I have been feeling this for the last few weeks. Maybe I'm wrong. And if I am, that's fine. But I feel like my life is going to start changing in a dramatic way. I don't know exactly what, how, when. Again, I could be completely wrong, but I want to go on the record and just say, at least that's something that I feel in my spirit. And someone needs to see my millionth beginning here. Someone needs to see this. So I didn't want to make this too long, but here we are 33 minutes in. If you listen to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast on Spotify, iTunes, wherever, you know that I just be talking, but someone needs to see this. So this is me showing up in my authentic truth right now. So again, to my fellow Gen Xer, Zillennial, Gen Xer, Boomer, whatever. I don't know what comes before Boomer. Someone needs to see this. So I'm speaking directly to you right now. All right. So I've literally said all I had to say. I'm sure that this conversation will come up again and again, but expect more because I'm excited to bring you along on my quote unquote again boring life, the boring things that I do, because someone needs to see it. Someone needs to know that they have permission to just be themselves, and their best self is not always this flashy whatever. Luxury, razzling, dazzling, you know what I'm saying? Fast life. That's just not always what it is. So here I humbly sit, a Black woman who is quietly rebuilding. And I am honoring this place where I am right now. All right. And if you're in a similar place, I want you to know that it's okay to honor that. Okay. It's okay. It's okay to be who you are right now, as long as, well, it's always okay to be yourself, but I want you to remember or to know that your life will definitely start to unfold once you start walking down whatever that path is that is for you. Okay. So life will start lifing when you start lifing. I'll say it again for the people in the back. Life will start lifing when you start lifing, okay? All right, so I'm going to go ahead and end this here. Thank you so much. Anyone that happens to watch this down the line, today, tomorrow, a year from now, or never, it's okay because like I said, I am going to continue doing this whether people show up or not. But if you happen to, leave a comment below. Let me know if this resonates with you. Let me know if you want to continue having these type of conversations. And I'll go ahead and end that right here. Have an amazing Monday, and I'll definitely see you soon. Bye.